lights shining in the dark. And he showed us the way. One lights up every time you feel love in your heart. One dies when he moves away.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Until recently, the British busker turned troubadour Mike Rosenberg, who records under the name Passenger, was an unfamiliar name to most Americans, but that may be about to change. This year, the songwriter and guitarist received his first American release, had a song featured on the CBS show Elementary, and has now passed 3 million views on YouTube for his song Let Her Go, a song that he's going to play for us now here in the studio. This is Passenger, live on Soundcheck with Let Her Go.
Burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Staring at the bottom of your glass, hoping one day you make a dream last. Dreams come slow and go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You're staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, 'cause you loved her too much and dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. You've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
That is Passenger and his song Let Her Go. 3 million views on YouTube and counting. Mike, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
Did you see that one coming?
Absolutely not. No, it was. It's all been pretty crazy the last couple of months. Yeah, as you said, you know, I've been busking and doing everything independently and very sort of DIY. So for a song to suddenly do so well and get so big, it's quite a bizarre feeling.
Yeah. Now, you use the name Passenger. So who's driving this? Who's driving this vehicle?
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess I am. Passenger came about because it used to be a band,
right.
A five-piece, a few years ago, and we were searching for a band name for months and months, and eventually I wrote a song called Passenger, and it just seemed to work with the sort of observational style of lyrics, almost like, you know, you're a passenger and you're watching the world go by, and, mm-hmm. you know, you're just picking out characters and stories as you go.
So the line, you know, you only hate the road when you're missing home. You've done a lot of traveling, you know, busking in the UK and Australia, back and forth. Do you miss home? Is there a home to miss?
Yeah, no, of course I do. I mean, my folks are still back in England, and obviously a lot of my good friends and my sister and stuff. So I definitely miss home. After so long of being on the road, it you do get used to it, you know. You kind of forget that that's even an option, actually. You become quite detached from the idea of home, really.
So do you have a fixed address right now?
If I need something posted, I give my parents' address.
Okay.
But yeah, so, you know, I definitely think of that as home. But yes, not my own place.
Yeah. So how different has it been for you these last couple of months, going from busking, which is a very intimate DIY form of music making, as you say, to, you know, playing big stages, opening for Ed Sheeran, who, you know, just had a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year.
I know,
so, you know.
I know. I saw him last night, and it was it's pretty big, even for him. Which, you know, he's enormous now, but I think even for him, that's pretty big news.
Yeah. But so it's like a different kind of, it's a different life cycle for a musician, you know, going from busking to playing those sorts of stages, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. I mean, I've been touring with Ed for about 3 months, and yeah, you know, every night it's playing to between 2,000 and 5,000 people, which is completely the opposite of setting up on some street corner and playing to
whoever's,
you know,
walking
whoever,
by,
yeah, whoever fancies listening. You know, it's a very different mindset. You know, it's and it is odd to jump from one to the other so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm very cautious of the fact that I love busking, and I love the honest and direct approach, you know. And I think in this day and age of X Factor and smoke and smoke machines and mirrors and whatever, it's really refreshing to people to just kind of stumble across something in the street, which is, there's no gimmicks, there's no rubbish, you know.
Right,
it's just
right.
songs. You know,
you don't have a celebrity judge standing over you, and
no, exactly.
You don't have some, you know, star of the 70s or 80s giving you tips on how to sing his or her songs.
Exactly, yeah. Although I could probably use them, but
you've made your feelings about shows like The X Factor known in one of your songs, which is called "I Hate."
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's subtle, you know, it's a subtle message, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I think each to their own. I certainly don't begrudge people who go on those shows. Mm-hmm. It's more the setup and the people that run them, actually. And I don't know. I don't want to make a big thing of it.
Not for you, though.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Passenger, a.k.a. Mike Rosenberg, who has a series of records in the UK, but this one, All the Little Lights, this is your first here in the States. As someone who's used to playing guy and guitar on a street corner, a subway station, whatever, when you get into the studio, do you have, you know, are you thinking, gosh, I need to, you know, I can't layer too much on here because it needs to be the song when I go back out on the road and play it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've made, I think I made 5 records now, and the majority of those albums have just been me in a room playing a song, and then, you know, you might add like a backing vocal or a violin or something like that, but
right.
keeping it very sparse. And that's how I love my music, you know. That's how I like to play it, that's how I like to listen to it, you know, very simple and generally.
Where,
you know,
where does that come from? What did you listen to growing up?
My dad's originally from the States. He's from New Jersey, actually, and so he, from a very young age, I remember listening to sort of Paul Simon and Bob Dylan and James Taylor, and loads of sort of old American singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. So that's really my sort of bread and butter, really. But yeah, with this record, it just felt to me that the songs demanded a slightly bigger arrangement. You know, they could cope with a rhythm section and a string section and whatever else. So I think it's important, you know, not to just keep on making the same record over and over again. Like every time I go into the studio, I want to do something challenging and something different, and it may work, it may not, but I think that's a really important part of being an artist, is to keep on challenging yourself and the listener as well.
So Passenger's new album is called All the Little Lights, his first here in the States. He is playing for us here in the studio on Soundcheck today. You want to do Life's for the Living next?
I'd love to.
Yeah. All right. Once again, it's Passenger on Soundcheck.
Great clouds wrapped round the town like elastic. Cars stood like toys made of Taiwanese plastic. The boy laughed and danced round in the rain. While laundrettes clean clothes, high heels rub toes. Puddles splashed huddles of bus stop crows. Dressed in their suits and their boots, where they all look the same. Took myself down to the cafe to find all the boys lost in books and crackling vinyl, and carved out a poem above the urinal that read, don't cry for the lost, smile for the living, give what you need and give what you're given. Life is for the living, so live it. Better off dead. While the evening poured the moon out of its packet, the stars shone like buttons on an old man's jacket. We needed a nail, but we tacked it till it fell off the wall. While pigeons begged trains, sparks flew like planes, the rain showed the rainbows in the oil stains. And we all had new iPhones, but no one had no one to call. And I stumbled down to the stomach of the town, where the widow takes memories to slowly drown. With her hand to the sky and a mist in her eye, she said, cry for the lost, smile for the living. Get what you need and give what you're given. All life is for living, so live it, or you're better off dead. Out my thumb and I trudge down the highway. Someday someone must be going my way home. Till then I'll make my bed from a disused car, with a mattress of leaves and a blanket of stars, and stitch the words into my heart with a needle and thread. So don't cry for the lost, smile for the living. get what you need and give what you're given. Life is for the living, so live it, or you're better off dead.
Passengers with us in the Soundcheck studio, here's another solo performance. This one's called Feather on a Clyde.
There's a river that runs through Glasgow. It makes her, but it breaks her and takes her in two parts. And a current just like my blood flows down from the hills, round aching bones to my restless heart. Well, I'd swim, but the river is so wide. I'm scared I won't make it to the other side. Well, God knows I failed, but He knows that I've tried. I long for something that's safe and warm, but all I have is all that is gone. I'm as helpless and as hopeless as a feather on the Clyde. Well, on one side all the lights glow, folks go and the kids know where the music and the drinking starts. On the other side where no cars go, up to the hills that stand alone like my restless heart. Well, I would swim, but the river is so wide, scared I won't make it to the other side. Well, God knows I failed, but He knows that I've tried. I long for something that's safe and warm, but all I have is all that is gone. I'm as helpless and as hopeless as a feather on the Clyde. Sunset's late in Glasgow, and the daylight in the city part. And I think of you in Glasgow, 'cause you're all the safe, you're all the warm. In my restless heart.
That is Passenger and his song Feather on the Clyde, a song about the River Clyde, which flows through the Scottish town of Glasgow. Strangely, that's a song that featured in the CBS show Elementary, their Sherlock Holmes show,
yeah.
Mike. Have you seen the episode?
I did. I saw the little snippet where it's in, and I think it works really well. It doesn't mention Glasgow too much in the snippet that they've used.
Okay.
But, it's all part of this crazy few months that I've had, you know. It's, you know.
Well, there's crazy, and then there's, like, serious crazy. a fan apparently liked your song Bullets.
Yeah.
And sent you a present in the mail.
She actually gave it to me in person.
Gave it to you in person.
Yeah.
A bullet.
A bullet. A live bullet. and she'd like, you know, written stuff on it. And it was really, really lovely, really sweet and thoughtful gift.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes, yeah, it sounds a bit odd, but I put it in my bag, not thinking about it. I checked my bag in when I was flying from Berlin to Munich last week, and I was just sitting there minding my own business, reading the paper, and two pretty enormous German police officers came up to me and asked if I'd come with them, so I did. And they told me that they'd found firearms in my bag, and I didn't know what they were talking about, and I immediately thought someone had put a gun in my bag, you know, without me knowing. So I just started panicking, like, you know, this is the end of my musical career and free life, you know. I'm going to go to prison in Berlin. This is dreadful. But eventually they called it a bullet, and I finally clicked what had happened. And I told them, and I think they thought it was so ridiculous that I couldn't have made it up. You know?
Could not. This guy could not possibly be lying.
Exactly. Yeah.
So where is the bullet now?
I think they took it.
Yeah.
Which I was happy about.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I could be trusted with such objects.
The album is called All the Little Lights. It's the latest from Passenger and the first of his records to be available here in the States. Mike, it's been a real pleasure having you with us on the show today. Thanks so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
And I hate pointless status updates on Facebook. FYI, we were never M8s. We pretend to be friends on the internet when in real life we have nothing to say to each other. Oh brother, I have love for my mother, for good times, for music and my mates. Yeah, I love and I live and I have love to give, but sometimes all you can do is hate. And it goes a lie, a la 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 lie.